Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen. Today, my special guest on Thursday, April 8th, is my good friend, Lane Michelle. And we're going to be discussing moving caring forward. And this is, we're going to be discussing UCA by the numbers for 2020. Now, UCA operates and focuses full-time on its mission to help currently over 170,000 members to be healthier, inspire more caring acts for self, family, and community, and to save through the many discounts and saving benefits. And being a member of UCA is part of a caring community inspired to share ideas, tools, and resources that promote caring. And the association, Unified Caring Association, has a program called CARE, C-A-R-E. And UCA sponsors caring initiatives by teaming with nonprofit organization projects that help children, animals, reforestation, and the elderly. And members are encouraged to and supported to volunteer to be a custodian of the caring movement in their local community. Lane, welcome to the show this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Karen. Thank you for having me on again, and welcome everybody. I just enjoy hearing the intro you do when I come on the show too, or describing, because it's just like I live it every day, and being able to be a part of a team that has the opportunity to provide both of these elements of mission, the benefits and support of our 170,000 members across the country, across the U.S., and then also our project, which we're going to focus on today. UCA by the Numbers is out. The newsletter to all of our members started going out yesterday, and the lead article in the newsletter is UCA by the Numbers in 2020. And, you know, we're reporting to our membership, but also reporting to the public the impact that our collective association has had on, as you said, CARE. Children, animal, reforesting, and the elderly, which fundamentally, when you think about it, anybody who joins UCA is already making a contribution greater than just their own life. They're already a part of the CARE program, where we sponsor nonprofit organizations who are hands-on with children, animals, reforesting, or seniors who need additional care, reaching their elder years. And so it's pretty exciting, Karen, to talk about impact in 2020. And I'll even give little previews in 2021 as to what's already been happening in our CARE projects.
Oh, great. I'm excited for all of us. It's 170,000 members and growing.
Yes, exactly. And in this time of, we really do need caring more than ever before. And when we work with all of these or agencies, the nonprofit organizations that are providing such needed care now, we have gifted memberships to most of the members of these agencies, certainly anybody who wishes to join the association, because honestly, wow. These people are working so hard with their agency and nonprofit organization, and they need more care too. So we're working not only to support them in their mission, but support all of their staff and carrying out the mission. And that's been a very rewarding way of making a contribution in this CARE project, one that we had never done before, but I really love it. I really love that the members of these agencies, nonprofits, are feeling what our broader membership gets to feel. And they're very deserving. They are custodians. They are moving, carrying forward for sure.
Right. And it's actually quite easy to move caring forward when you talk about members and the CARE Act. And members got these incredible discounts on great items, better sometimes, I think, than Amazon or any big box. And a lot of it, not a lot of it, but there's a lot of, there's plenty of one-of-a-kind, unique artisan pieces, whether it be candles or jewelry or something along that line. But the not only do they get a great deal, but a portion of the proceeds goes to help with the funding of the CARE program and all of the benefits and all of the different outreach programs that UCA has started.
Yeah. And so whether you're a member or not, you can contribute too by just going to unifiedcaring.org, click on shop, and you go right to the Caring Community Store and choose what you want. And for our members, it's a we purposely provide tremendous value for our members who are committed to not only their self-care but more and more committed to their communities as well, and the stories coming in are beautiful about. So when a member goes into a shop at the Caring Community Store, first of all, they always get free shipping. And second, the prices, as you said, often beat Amazon. And we don't have a huge store, but we stock what our members request and need as best as we can. For instance, with COVID, one of the most important new home health monitoring tools that nobody ever really thought about before is a pulse oxximeter, which measures oxygen level in your blood, in your system. And it becomes one of the most important, tools to make sure if you're not feeling well, use this pulse oximeter and you'll see if you have any COVID elements, perhaps. It'll give you early indicators, certainly if you need to go seek help. So we stock a very, very good pulse oximeter, and it's the lowest price that can be found for members. So that's again, so many ways of saving, so many ways of caring for yourself or getting something from the store to give to somebody, which happens a lot as well. And we love that, buy stuff and gift it. We love that. So let's turn our attention to UCA by the numbers, because you and I know we keep talking about all the other benefits too, but we also get to have fun with the CARE Project Impact. So this is impact that we're talking about with moving caring forward. And this is our association overall. Let's just start with children. We'll go right through CARE in this. And the top line number, by the way, is that when you look at all of these programs, we're going to talk about impact, there are over 20 nonprofit organizations and agencies that we work with in each of the, across all of these areas. And by the end of last year, it was 48. We're already over 60, going into this year. So all of these partner organizations, they are hands-on in all of these areas. They have been vetted out. They are very integral, and they are changing lives of children, of elderly. They're changing animals' lives as well, and certainly in terms of reforesting our main partner there, One Tree Planted. Well, I guess I'm diving in there first, huh? One Tree Planted. we worked with them. You just never know, Karen, what we're going to do, do you?
That's
all
right.
Strap yourself in, people. We're starting with R. How crazy is that? So reforestation is really about being able to plant trees. In 2020, our membership planted 25,000 trees for reforestation and wildfire hit areas, along with One Tree Planted. 25,000 trees.
25,000?
Yes, absolutely. And that is, they are, One Tree Planted, honest to goodness, they are the most committed, beautiful, aware, just working their buns off kind of team throughout COVID didn't slow them down. In fact, they sped up more. And so we're very pleased to, you know, to continue our commitment with One Tree Planted, and that we continue to sponsor them into 2021. And we'll have segments that we'll do and talk about some new things there that we've been able to do. But it you know, the feature for us, one of the big ones, was the ORCA project, and that is reforestation, creating environments in the Pacific Northwest that support salmon run. And the salmon are 70%, as we've learned, of the killer whale, the orca's diet, and it's been falling off. And so this project, which we continue to support along with others we co-sponsor, is working at restoring the habitat salmon will flourish in, and it's already having a big, big impact. So One Tree Planted, just a great partner, amazing people. If you haven't gone out and checked them out, get on the news. They're onetreeplanted.org. They're amazing.
They are amazing. We interviewed somebody from One Tree Planted not all that long ago with Earth Month. And sending out the little mini nurseries to take a tree through its life cycle from seed to planting. So that's incredible.
Exactly. The germination kits in schools. We are the sponsor of their schools program this year. We added that in and have a focus on that. So we'll come back. We'll have one back and talk about the impact of that. We actually are going to be able to get some of the germination kits over here. They're going to give us a couple at our headquarters, UCA. So we're learning just like the kids are learning, and we have a school here that signed up too. So we're going to learn alongside them.
That
which takes us right into children.
It
so,
does.
You know,
I love this segue from school to kids.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was very eloquent. Huh? Maybe we're learning how to do this after all, Karen. Well, you already know.
It's
you've been
fun.
Doing this forever. Yeah, it is. So on the children's side, UCA by the numbers, 37,000 children and their families received emotional support tools from the Unified Caring Association in 2020.
Wow. That's so impressive. That is so impressive.
And I want to highlight one of our new partner at the beginning, came in just last year, Feed the Children. What an amazing organization who supports, you know, in their network, teachers and schools, and works with Boys and Girls Clubs. Just so they have hundreds of partners that they work with. Well, with Feed the Children and UCA, we joined forces. We found out that their school supplies program had a challenge, lacking a sponsor to get school supplies, which they pretty much had ready to go, except they had no sponsor to get them there. And then as we were talking, and COVID, of course, has had such a big impact, as the numbers of depression, anxiety, self-reported numbers in children and teens is skyrocketing. The suicidal thoughts and even ER visits for drug overdose and suicide, so many scary statistics. At the root of this is emotional and mental health. Emotions in particular, nobody gets tools that teach the language of emotions. None of these children are getting that kind of teaching. And we have those tools. We have Sunbuddy for up to 12 years old and Moonbud for 12 to 112. And these characters, specifically chosen because they're not a human face. They're not this ethnicity, this gender, this race, this other, all these preconceived things we can have even as children. It's not just this cute character that brings the expressions and the effect of emotions right to the surface. So we partnered with Feed the Children not only to get school supplies out to over 500 children in every single state in the District of Columbia, United States. That's 25,500 children through that program. Not only got school supplies, but also we added the fun buddy kits, the deck of cards and the feelings dictionary for up to 12 years old, with every single school and child. So not only did 25,500 kids get school supplies, schools and kids get supplies, but all those schools and the kids got somebody for being able to help with emotional support. The feedback coming in is amazing. Boy, was it timely. Boy, was this so needed. And we continue in conversations. We will continue to sponsor this program and get more emotional support tools out in this year as well at the same level or more. So the one thing to do, go out to feedthechildren.org. And when you look at they're a worldwide organization, look at the U.S. part. When you go to feedthechildren.org, click on U.S. and you will see the school supplies program. You'll see many things they're doing that our members participate with. We're helping with food programs and local community projects. But this in particular, I wanted to highlight a big part of 37,000 children being helped was through our partnership with Feed the Children. Just an amazing impact. And we're just so thrilled to be able to have the avenues to reach such large numbers. We've never been able to get those large numbers out. And so that I wanted to highlight.
And what you know, too, that is so important. You know, there's, as a parent, it doesn't come with a book on, you know, we don't know. Everything is, you know, we do what we feel is best, and when we know better, we do better. And with emotions, when most adults have never learned their emotions, it's really kind of hard to, you know, properly teach your children, you know, the things that that they're going through and give them a voice so that they can be heard, you know, rather than just being a child and they're just over-emotional for whatever reason. So I think this is a life-saving opportunity, you know, for children, especially when they're young, up until 12, to begin to learn to understand why they're feeling what they're feeling, give it a name, give it, and then be able to give it a voice and learn how to work through it. Because so often when we experience something we never have, especially at that age, we don't have the tools internally. We don't have the emotional intelligence, you know, in order to think about it logically, to work through it. And when we are shown that we can do this and we can give this a voice, I think it will, you know, I truly hope that the future, you know, 5 years into the future, these little ones are so much more stronger emotionally, that things that are so, you know, wrong, you know, for lack of a better term, with the world, like bullies and school-age kids, that will help them be able to know that, number one, they are worthy, and number two, they're not to blame for everything, and learn how to deal with it with the proper emotional intelligence. And I think this is a godsend, in all honesty, Lane. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, beautifully said.
For so many.
I agree 1,000% with everything you said. And I mean, listen, not only as a parent, but as a human being, who gave us a manual? No one gave us a manual of how you work.
Exactly.
This, you know, lifetime. And the biggest thing missing right now, I believe, is the language, the tools to work with our emotions, to be able to just simply know that if you can name and claim your emotions, you can tame them and direct them by using simple understanding of emotional opposites, which is everything our emotional support tools have behind them. It's, you know, if you can understand the heavy, depleting emotion that you're experiencing, which is totally normal as a human being to experience those, but then if you know, if you name it, and then you know what the opposite to that heavy, depleting emotion, the lighter, the renewing emotion, you instantly, you're structured in your entire system to begin shifting and to move mm-hmm. out of those depression, anxiety, fear, all those things that can pull you down. And that's what these tools
exactly.
do. That was beautifully, beautifully said. Also related to children and youth, a brand new program in 2020 is the Because We Care program, and it is focused on the survivors of sex trafficking. We have thousands of children, young adults who, as children, were pulled into sex trafficking, human trafficking, who are being rescued. Amazing work by so many organizations, just continually working to bring these children back to a life and help them come back. So we chose in Unified Caring Association to focus on aftercare. And that is after a child, a youth, are pulled out of sex trafficking, they then go through many times years and years of care and rehabilitation and being able to build them back up, build up their worth that you were talking about, the worth and self-worth, build up all these things. As we studied that early in 2020, we found that it was very common that a child or a youth coming out of sex trafficking carried their possessions around in a trash bag. You know, those big plastic trash bags that we throw away all the time. Now,
mm-hmm.
that hurt, that seared our souls, honestly. I mean, they've been through so much, and they're moving into care. But we knew that we could step up and meet an urgent, unmet need in sourcing a large duffel bag, a blanket, a big, fluffy, cushy blanket, and towel. Those, by the way, carry the Moon Bud and Sun Buddy characters on them to wrap them in that kind of emotional care. There's also the feeling kits, the cards, dictionary, and a journal and pen, and lots of room for their possessions in these kits. In 2020, not only did we figure out that urgent need, source the materials, we had it built for this specific program, we delivered that to 810 survivors of sex trafficking in 2020. All that, whole new program to 810 souls being able to be supported. Now, let me give you a little preview. Right now, we work with 37 agencies who provide aftercare for sex trafficking. And as of this date, we are shipping, and we'll complete very soon, in the next couple of weeks, 1,826 kits in the hands of survivors of sex trafficking.
And so that's this year.
That is the cumulative number. The 810 has grown to 1,826. Mm-hmm. Just by the time we are here at April, the start of April. So this mm-hmm. is a huge, huge need that, just took a lot of focus, a lot of drive, but we are having our members are having an impact to change these lives, to help them feel that it's just because we care. They are receiving more care. They're receiving emotional support in these kits as well. We have the most beautiful, amazing stories from the agencies, even a couple survivors, who, as you can imagine, is very, very protected and private, but very articulate stories that are coming in about the impact that these kits and the blankets themselves, they just love wrapping themselves in the blankets. And we have pictures.
I have one, and
yes,
I love it.
You do.
It's one of those that it when you just want to feel surrounded by
mm-hmm.
love, that actually, blankets are
exactly.
cozy familiars, right? So
exactly.
I do. I love the blanket.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we actually, every time we put every single kit we put together at headquarters and send out to the agency, every kit is filled with care and love and respect and just amazing, beautiful intentions for the survivor who's going to be receiving this care. So that was another major UCA by the numbers impact in 2020. Mm-hmm. Let's go over to animals real quickly here. We've
sure.
got animals and elderly to touch on before we run out of time. You and I always get right to the end here. So we focus in this area is lifetime sanctuary for animals. And our partners are selected. They focus on providing a sanctuary for life. And we cover through these partners everything from large animals, mainly horses, to all breeds, thoroughbreds, to wild mustangs, to farm animals, and domesticated animals. And the reason why Sanctuary for Life has been an urgent, unmet need that these agencies moved into is these animals have been so abused. Or horses pulled out of, slaughter, headed to slaughter, sold for meat, which is never a way to end the life of a thoroughbred, for instance, from a racetrack, but they end up in those feedlots all the time. All these various things of severe neglect and abuse, this is not appropriate to recover, retrain, and adopt out these animals. In fact, many of these animals in these lifetime sanctuaries have had that done only to be abused again, only to be sent to a feedlot. And so they have a very different role in animal rescue. It's lifetime sanctuary. And so our association has aided over 700 animals in 2020 to have lifetime sanctuary. That's in our animals category.
And Lane, when did we become a throwaway society that it was okay?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know, Karen.
When did that happen with our children? With
it's
our trees,
become so rampant,
with the animals.
We throw everything away. But, if we really understood that every single thing, breathing or not breathing, has life, deserves our respect. And this animal category in particular is one where we have to bring respect to the lifetime, the rest of the lifetime of these animals. So I don't know if there's an answer to your question, Karen, but, we're committed in our CARE projects to support these amazing nonprofit organizations restoring respect and honor for these very abused animals. And we have one more category, the elders.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you recently had, I think Emma was on from Love for Our Elders, maybe another partner of hers too, but that is one of our partners. And we have been able to reach 25,000 in 25,000 elders, in particular through letters to elders delivered. And our main partner there, by far, Love for Our Elders. And they are, what an amazing group of people, so committed to helping seniors in isolation, helping them, the forgotten seniors. And all it takes, all of us can write a simple letter, a simple little love letter to anonymous to a senior. They get sent to Love for Elders P.O. Box out in Ohio. They gather them up, and UCA sponsors events to get letters in, but we really sponsor all of the packaging postage to get these letters turned back around to senior homes, to places where our seniors often are forgotten. And the pictures, the stories of seniors lighting up with someone who doesn't even know them, but it is so meaningful to have a handwritten letter, a card that they open, and they're treasures for them. They're treasures. So we can have all of that impact. We can have all that. And that's the impact in 2020, UCA by the numbers in the CARE program, our 170,000 members having that level of impact across all these programs. And now and our partners, over 60 agencies and nonprofits that we work with in this program, are just the most committed, beautiful people in a time when we need more caring. So listen, if you're listening to this and you pick it up, come join the association. Go to unifiedcaring.org, add to our 170,000 members, not only to care for yourself, but that self-care takes on more meaning when you're providing service. And just by being a member, you were a part of UCA by the Numbers. And I can't wait, Karen, for when we talk about UCA by the Numbers in this year, 2021. Imagine a year from now, the numbers will be able to report on then.
I know. I'm excited. Every month, it's just, it is growing exponentially with the members and the outreach and the caring that is really so desperately needed in all avenues of life. And self-care is so important, but reaching out into your community also is like the next step with that. Lane, thank you again for your time.
Welcome,
it's been a pleasure having you. It's always a pleasure, and I can't wait until we talk again. Thank you again for coming on and letting us know what's happening with UCA by the Numbers, and you have a great rest of your day and a fantastic weekend.
Beautiful. You too, Karen. Bye to everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. All right, bye-bye. All right, and that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Do check out Unified Caring Association, a nonprofit organization, unifiedcaring.org. Thanks so much for listening. Till next, enjoy your day.